For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano. During the height of the pandemic, many Native American reservations in our region closed to non-tribal citizens. That caused some economic loss, but the closures also allowed tribal citizens to experience their land without outside visitors. The Walker River Paiute Reservation is situated in remote western Nevada, surrounded by a sequence of mountains layered with shades of brown, red, and green. Up a long dirt road in the middle of all of that sits the Weber Reservoir, a small lake near Schurz, Nevada. And right now, it's very quiet. That's because at the moment, it's closed to non-tribal citizens.
I love it.
That's tribal member Kylie Torres.
Because usually, especially when it's warm, you have random people from God knows where here, and they'll ride their quads and their razors, and they're just reckless.
The reservoir is the most popular recreational attraction on the reservation, but it's been off limits to the general public since last year. Tribes across the Mountain West chose to close their land early on in the pandemic, including the Walker River Paiute tribe. Officials here say that helped keep COVID-19 at bay. But there was an unexpected benefit, too. Closing the reservation meant tribal citizens had a Weber Reservoir to themselves.
It's better that, like, there's been less littering.
You could hear the families laughing around the fires, and it was nice.
That's Bella Torres and Tadetsi Hofer, both members of the Walker River Paiute tribe. Nearly 1,000 tribal citizens live on the reservation, and for the past several months, they've been able to experience their own land by themselves, something they haven't done in decades. Tribal Chairman Amber Torres says it's been wonderful.
I think our people really enjoy that, of having, you know, their homelands back. They can go out to the reservoir uninterrupted. They have their ancestral homelands back to go swimming, fishing, you know, spending time with their own families.
But some who don't live on the reservation were not pleased. Torres says some people weren't respecting the tribe's decision to close the reservoir to non-citizens. When her tribe put up signs and barriers for the closure, Torres was disheartened at the response.
Our signs were shot, they were ran over, they were burned.
Torres says every day the tribe gets calls from people wanting to know when the Weber Reservoir will open, especially as the weather gets hot. You see, in pre-COVID times, on the weekends, the reservoir's six beaches were normally full with visitors from out of town. The general public was welcome as long as they bought camping and fishing permits. Those permits are also a major source of revenue for the tribe. Chairman Torres says her community has missed out on those dollars since March of 2020.
And having that shut down since March has had a huge impact on the reservation as well.
Across our region, tribes have suffered similar economic loss throughout the pandemic. The Blackfeet Nation had to close its entrance to Glacier National Park in Montana. And across the Mountain West, tribes had to shut down casinos. But for Walker River Paiute tribal member Tadetsi Hofer, closing Weber Reservoir was worth it.
Like, it was just family out there, and that was the most awesome thing I've seen.
Hofer would like for that to continue in one way or another.
I know we need the camping, the permits and stuff with the money that comes with that and everything, but I think like a certain time of year, maybe a week or something, like it's just devoted to the community for them to enjoy just themselves. That would be nice.
But as the reservoir was closed, a new economic opportunity opened up on the reservation, a cannabis dispensary. Chairman Torres says it has a special name.
The name is Temadzikwe Nobi, meaning the helping home.
The dispensary sits along a main highway, and Torres says business is already strong.
I think, you know, with the opening of our new tribal dispensary, I think that will definitely offset some of the loss of keeping the reservoir closed.
Torres says that the goal for her and many tribal citizens is economic sustainability and self-sufficiency. Both the dispensary and the reservoir are part of that. As for this summer, the tribe will come together in the next couple of weeks to decide if it will open Weber Reservoir back up to the public. For now, the lake remains closed, so tribal members have a chance to experience their ancestral lands in solitude. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano.